Replay again, things got jumbled up as they headed for turn number 11. That is the slowest corner on this racetrack here at Sonoma. And we talked, Doug, earlier on today about that barrier in turn 11 changing things. It certainly did right there.
I think what we saw there was Josh Berry came in. He got the passenger side of his car into that barrier, and then it bounced it out in front of traffic, and that was the big jumble there. But Rob Albright called it perfectly. A lot of dings and dents, but not a lot of big-time damage.
Josh Berry, Doug, was interesting because when you bounce off the wall, you're trying to turn hard to the right, but then the car shoots straight. When you get bounced like that, and boy, he gathered everybody up. So as they came through, we've got Josh Berry is back there, heavy traffic, three wide. He gets nudged by another car. A car bounces him into that inside wall. He bounces off the barrier and actually was wrecking before he even got to turn 11 and gathered up those other cars.
It looked like Josh Berry came down, and I think he got in a little bit to John Hunter Nemechek, and that kind of created this chain reaction. But for the most part, they're going so slow into there, Mark, these cars can take a little bit of a lick.
Also involved, Doug, I see Brad Keselowski was in that wreck, so two of the RFK Racing Fords involved in that situation down there, that third car driven today by the Supercar Series driver Cam Waters.
So, nasty little looking wreck down in turn 11. Rob, have they got most of that cleared up now?
Yeah, we see safety workers still down there cleaning up a little bit of something. I'm not sure if there's liquid on the racetrack. There doesn't seem to be any intensity to their efforts, but they've stopped at the top of the racetrack. I say the top, it's the outside of turn number 11. It's a 180 degree, as we've described it, right-hand turn, very, very tight, tighter than you'd see on a quarter-mile football field. And when something happens mid-pack like that, it's going to involve a lot of race cars. We have looked at the New Jersey barrier and thought, wow, that's going to be a lot harder to hit, and it is. But Kyle Larson made an interesting observation yesterday. He said, you know, I don't think it's as bad. I think when you get into the tires, a lot of times those tires kind of suck you in, and it can take a minor incident and make it a major incident. He said these barriers, if we just glance off them, unlike the tires that suck you in, you'll be okay as long as you don't hit hard with any of the corners on the race car. So that kind of proved it right there. Nobody hit really hard, either the barrier or any other race car. We'll have to document what damage there may be, but it doesn't appear that anything was significant.
Tough break here for Josh Berry in that 50th anniversary mobile Ford. Beautiful gold paint scheme, spending way too much time on the pit lane. Let's go down to Alan Cavana.
Yeah, very lonely pit road right now. The four car just firing up again because it was on here pit road. It took a long time to assess the damage on the right side. Sounds like a lower control arm that's broken on the right rear. Rodney Childers came over the radio and said there's not much we can do about that for the rest of the day. So they came back around to the other side, put two new left side tires on, and he's on his way once again. Brett McMillan.
Well, we got Chase Briscoe's come back in. Remember earlier we were talking about how much work they were doing to keep the deck lid, the rear deck lid in place. Well, they went ahead and back to the truck, and they got a new rear end of that car. So now the rear deck lid actually has something to be fastened to. So they've got that new rear end on that car. A couple of pit stalls in front of him. Austin Dillon is in. They're doing a bunch of work on the right side of that car, trying to get that body work straightened out. And a couple of pit stalls in front of him. William Byron is in, and they're doing some work on the right side of that car as well, up under the wheel well. That's where they are doing the work there. They got him on the crash clock. NASCAR does as they continue to work on that car. Also some work on the front end of that car as well.
William Byron's RaptorTough.com Chevrolet looks like somebody punched it in the nose. He got more damage out of that wreck than we first thought, as he got kind of bounced around like a pinball down there.
Martin Truex Jr. got some front end damage on that. Don't know how bad it is, but that car was right in the middle of there getting shoved and pulled around in that melee that was in turn 11 just a moment ago. So a lot of cars got some dings here, Mark. We may not know how badly it affects them until after this plays out for a few more laps.
So again, watching, you know, Barry just kind of bumped into that inside wall before they got to turn 11. He then bumps into Christopher Bell. Bell goes around. Also William Byron, Austin Dillon. Chris Buescher got a little piece of that wreck. Bubba Wallace didn't get hit, but he had to completely stop twice. Michael McDowell rode around it. So did Justin Haley, Corey LaJoie, Noah Gregson were able to ride around it, but again, Brad Keselowski got turned and bumped a little bit, but he seems okay. And you know, Doug, just before that, Daniel Hemric, a close call. He went flying off in the dirt in turn 10, and usually when you go off at that kind of speed, you find the fence because you've got no traction at one of the fastest portions of the racetrack, but Hemric was able to handle that and get it back in the right direction and back on the blacktop.
The average speed is not going to be very sizzling today. We have already ran 15 caution laps, 6 different occasions the yellow has waved here in the Toyota Save Mart 350.
Some people just know the more you protect, the more you save with Allstate. Because they know insurance math. Like if you protect your home and auto, Allstate can save you up to 25%. So it's like losing money if you don't bundle. Save more when you protect more. Bundle home and auto with Allstate today.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Can you handle the smoke? Then Toyota Racing wants you. Not the kind of smoke wafting from the grill on race days. Smells good. Kind of smoke from Victory Donuts. Drifting less than a hair's width from walls and blasting off to the tune of 300 miles per hour plus. If the smoke smells inviting, we're looking for you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places.
37 laps down here. We are under caution flag number 6. We've used up 15 laps under the yellow. Tyler Reddick is the race leader. From Sonoma Raceway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Configuring the Bluetooth, deciding who controls the music, remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
NASCAR employing the quickie yellow. It only looks like two cars took advantage of it. Todd Gilliland and, of course, Bubba Wallace. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 AM WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you in part by a Countryside Cooperative of Durand.
So William Byron, they're reporting a broken toe link. They've been able to fix it, but the car will not be right. He'll just be making laps for the rest of the afternoon. Byron now going by the start-finish line. Austin Dillon, we're getting the one-to-go signal now from NASCAR. As Jesse Dalavoot, the pace car driver for NASCAR today, has the field in tow behind the wheel of that 2025 Toyota Camry XSE.
By the way, Jesse always appreciates the shout-outs that you give him.
Well, he does a great job.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
So, just thought I'd pass that along. This race is just grinding on. I mean, we've only completed 38 of 110 laps, but when nearly half of what we ran today has been under caution. Very unusual for out here. As we pointed out, last year, just 2 yellow flags. We're already at 6.
Again, we mentioned in our pre-race show, Doug, that Michael McDowell predicted we would have more cautions today because of the increased speed. So even though there's more grip and there's more control in a lot of ways, that increased speed puts guys right on the razor's edge, and boy, he hit it just right. It may go in the garage area and say, do you have any numbers for the lottery?
He's rather Nostradamus-like today in his predictions here is Michael McDowell. Let's give you the top 10 one more time here again. It's going to be Tyler Reddick and Kyle Larson. Row 2 will be Ryan Blaney and Todd Gilliland. Row 3, Ross Chastain, Chase Elliott. Row 4, Alex Bowman, Daniel Suarez. And row 5, rounding out the top 10, Eric Jones and Martin Truex Jr. As we get ready to crank them up again here on lap 39, as the field is just about ready, Mark Arrow, to enter that Geico restart zone.
They'll do it with 16 laps to go here in stage number 2 of the Toyota Save Mart 350. So glad you could join us here again on PRN. Tyler Reddick has now led 21 laps and counting, a new challenger, though, on this restart. Kyle Larson moved from 4th to 2nd the last time the green flag came out. Will he be able to take the lead? Green flag is out. Reddick gets a big jump. He might have caught Larson napping just a bit. Larson now side by side with Ryan Blaney as they battle for second, going to turn number 2.
This Sunday afternoon, no time for a snooze there. The intensity ramped up as they sat under yellow for so long. They exit turn 2. Reddick with an authoritative lead there. Kyle Larson in second. Great two-wide battle for third. Ryan Blaney on the inside. Ross Chastain to the outside as they crest the hill at 3A.
Might have a challenge for the lead here as Kyle Larson right on the back bumper of Tyler Reddick in 4A. It's a right-hand corner. They go down the hill to the short chute. Reddick now able to pull away, but the battle is for third. Ross Chastain making the most out of every restart. He drives to the quarter panel of Ryan Blaney. Not able to make it happen this time as they go to the S.
Chastain, though, right on the back bumper of Blaney again as they go left, right, left through the S's. They swish through there, heading downhill at Sonoma Raceway. Reddick continues to lead.
Problems on the racetrack. Noah Gregson gets off course. Also, Michael McDowell. Brad, I think that's going to be up in turn 8.
Yeah, right there through the S's. The cars get really light, and if you get off into the grass, there's nowhere to go. Everything is going to slip and slide. Enough to bring a caution out on this one, as I see one of the AMR safety trucks and one of the Toyota Tundra fire crew trucks heading out onto the track right now.
Austin Cindric involved, Michael McDowell, Will Brown, it looks, got a piece of that as well. We're seeing another car slowly making its way down
Noah
the
Gregson.
Hill. Noah Gregson involved in that situation as well, as they all got off into the dirt. Now they're back onto the blacktop.
And that's a crash in turn 8. And Mark, that's two places today. I think this is directly a result of the speed that these cars are carrying. We normally don't see accidents up in the S's. That's usually 11 and turn 7 where things get loose. This is the second time today in that general part of the racetrack we've had a lot going on.
Somebody got into the back of Noah Gregson, turned him, then he clipped Austin Cindric, and then Michael McDowell with no place to go. He went off the racetrack. So you had Gregson's car pointed in the right direction. McDowell's pointed the wrong way. Both of them in the dirt up against the tire barrier. But again, they were both able to drive away.
As a result of this, we're seeing a lot of track workers up in that turn 8 area working on the tire barrier. They've got to bind all that back together and stitch that tire barrier back together before we can go racing again, as this is caution flag number 7, and we see a forklift and some other fairly heavy-looking machinery headed up that way to try to piece this back together. We've used up a lot of time under the yellow here early on.
Holy smokes, man. This race, we thought we'd see a few more yellow flags, but again, as you mentioned, we mentioned earlier in the event, 2 a year ago, we're already up to 7, and we haven't even reached the halfway mark of this event. And we haven't even reached that time of the race when things start to get serious and the drivers are all take and no give. So, again, yellows beget yellows, and who knows what we're facing here this afternoon. This thing could really turn upside down. And it turns the strategy, Doug, upside down. A lot of these guys up front, Tyler Reddick, who has the lead, did not pit at the end of stage number 1. Neither did Larson or Blaney. And all these laps under yellow allow them to stretch their Sunoco fuel even more and more, and that changes the strategy almost by the lap.
And you don't know what the exact formula is, and we don't always know about fuel mileage. All you got to do is ask Ryan Blaney about how it ended up last week for him. There's about 15 track workers up in that section trying to push these tire barriers back together and get them stitched back together, because you don't want to burn up any more time than you have to with track repair.
Let's go down now to O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter Alan Cabana.
And just a tough day for last week's winner, Austin Cindric. He started this race in 28th and actually drove his way all the way to 14th, and it looked like strategy track position, all that stuff was going to be on his side. But since then, he's been off track twice. He was involved in this latest caution. We're just waiting for him to get here to pit road. But the team here is ready. They are up on the wall. They have the essential crash cart, if you will, that they get to bring over. But he is still not here in pit road. So we're trying to wait for him. The team is waiting for him. They'll have to assess the damage and try to salvage what they can for this day once he gets here and they can make a fix.
And I can tell you right now, your pace car driver, Jesse Dalavoot, Mark, he is doing what they call dragging his feet. They are not running the pace car speed. They're trying not to use up all that many laps under the yellow while they affect the repairs on the track.
They might have to also get some ice for the right shoulder of NASCAR starter Shannon Bednarik. I mean, she has been waving that yellow flag a lot, seven times already today before we even get to halfway.
And here's the other thing, folks, that we've noticed over the years when you watch these kind of races where you have a lot of hiccups and a lot of yellows, you don't know who's got what at this junction of the race because they've not raced at any one stretch long enough to know exactly who's really good and who's not. I think the longest green flag run we had today was 10 laps. That's not a lot.
No, it's not. And again, I can't emphasize enough how all these laps under yellow keep changing strategies because we have seen Tyler Reddick, Larson, Blaney, Chastain, Bowman, they have not pitted at the end of stage one. So the tire wear they're getting on these new radial tires that Goodyear designed for this race, it's a little bit thicker tread to take care of some of the heat that you get from a new asphalt. So these tires are holding up really, really well. So this may come down to a fuel mileage kind of deal, and you can bet not only these teams are calculating it on pit road, but each one of these top teams have a war room, and they're burning up their computers right now trying to make sure they've got the best strategy at the end when it comes to fuel mileage, because it appears that we've got tires that will give you a long run.
And the good news is, but we don't know because we only had a 10-lap green flag run. The good news is all the track workers that were in that section of the speedway have packed up now and they've headed back to the barn. So it looks like maybe another half lap or so and we should be back to racing. Actually, Mark, it looks like the caution light's off on the pace car, which would indicate we'll turn them loose next time by.
Doug, we've run 41 laps in this race. 18 have been under yellow. That is just a equation that I didn't think we'd see today. I thought we'd see more yellow flags, but nothing like that.
So the field will queue up, and they'll choose this time by and turn them loose once again. Rob, let's see if we can get in a couple of laps of green flag racing here.
You know, we want to run green, but this has been extremely entertaining. A lot of ebbs and flows very early in this race, and I think it's going to continue that way through the balance of the event. Tyler Reddick, and when you're out front, you're less likely to get involved in something. So he and Kyle Larson in a great position. The second row consists of Ryan Blaney along with the machine of Ross Chastain behind them, Alex Bowman, and Daniel Suarez. As we're getting ready to come to green, that's the front three rows. The Toyota Camry XSE 2025 version will turn right and get off the racetrack and put it back into the hands of Tyler Reddick. Geico restart zone coming up.
Seven yellows. We've just about worn out the restart zone. Green flag in the air. Once again, a really nice jump on the outside from Tyler Reddick. He cuts the nose off of Kyle Larson, and Reddick will lead him up to the top of the hill in turn two.
That's been the MO of leaders today. Get single file out front. As soon as you get to two, Reddick does it again with Kyle Larson in tow. Then it's a two-wide battle for third. Ross Chastain gets around Ryan Blaney and shuffles into that third spot as Suarez and Bowman are behind Blaney. Some contact behind them.
A Toyota now leading two Chevys and a Ford. Tyler Reddick is leading. Right now on his back bumper is Kyle Larson, but the battle back behind them, and it's for fifth. Daniel Suarez and Alex Bowman knocking doors as they head down the short chute. Alex Bowman the advantage in turn number seven. Suarez now the advantage as they head to the S's.
Bowman and Suarez keep that up. Bowman will take that spot away from Daniel Suarez as they swing down through the S's. It's Tyler Reddick on point. One car length back, Kyle Larson. Five back to Ross Chastain. Five more back to Blaney. Then it's Alex Bowman, Suarez, Chase Elliott in that order as they roar back to 11.
And a very close battle for the race lead. Tyler Reddick occupies that spot, but Kyle Larson really beginning to put on the heat, trying to force a mistake, which may or may not be forthcoming. Three car lengths, the advantage for Reddick.
12 laps to go in stage number two. Reddick got a good exit of turn 11. He's got a gap on Larson. Larson, three car lengths up on Ross Chastain, who started ninth, now running third.
Yeah, he's recoiled a big comeback. The top 9, 10, 11 cars are single file, and Martin Truex Jr. included those after some earlier trouble in the race there, as Tyler Reddick, the leader, goes to turn 3A with a two-car length lead.
Tyler Reddick and Kyle Larson running in second, starting to pull away ever so slightly from Ross Chastain in third. They head into turn number 4A, down the short chute, down to turn number 7. Reddick able to actually put a little bit of a gap on Kyle Larson. Now the advantage, three car lengths. Reddick, though, locks it up a little into turn number 7. That allows Larson to close.
As they work their way down through the S's, again about two car lengths between the top two cars, Tyler Reddick and Larson, four back to Chastain, then it's Blaney, then it's Bowman, Suarez now just ahead of Chase Elliott.
There are no big gaps between any among the top 10, but also nobody really threatening to take a position away. That being said, Kyle Larson gets very deep into turn number 11, hard on the binders, didn't lock them up, but he was very, very close to putting a bumper actually to the rear bumper of the machine of Tyler Reddick.
I think the combatants might want to just log a few green flag laps here. It's Reddick, then Larson next in line. Ross Chastain's running a pretty good race right now. Doug Turnbull, he's in third.
He does, yeah. He has four top tens here at Sonoma as he goes deep to the inside of turn number 2. Ryan Blaney trying to catch him but slipped his tires a bit, exiting turn number 2. So Chastain, who took that spot away from Blaney with a little contact, Blaney seems to have a little bit of steam under the hood there.
Looking at this battle, Ryan Blaney might want to check that rearview camera because Alex Bowman's coming on strong. Alex Bowman making up ground here, running in that fifth spot as they head down the short chute toward turn number 7. Right behind Bowman is Daniel Suarez. Chase Elliott wants to charge in pretty hard to turn number 7. He'll ride his back bumper now into the S's.
They make the slalom run down through the S's. It's going to be Reddick and Larson. It's a little ways back, maybe 15 car lengths to get to Chastain. Then it's Blaney and Alex Bowman. Those front five have been running in that order for the last few laps. Looking at a guy that has rallied a little bit from earlier problems today, Martin Truex Jr.'s fought his way back up to 11th. Leaders are in 11.
As we watch the leaders come through turn 11, pretty quiet up front. The advantage for the top two has grown to about 10 car lengths for the third place, Ross Chastain, and Blaney begins to close on him one more time.
As they work their way across the stripe, 10 to go now in stage number 2. Tyler Reddick has led 28 laps and counting.
And he exits turn number 2 just a little bit wide. The winner of stage 1 was Tyler Reddick there. Kyle Larson trying to keep him honest, but it's about three car lengths. And between them, they're through this really finesse section of the track, turns 3 and 3A, with Reddick still pulling ahead.
Tyler Reddick has a little breathing room now in front of the hometown driver of Kyle Larson. But again, you got a pretty hard battle now for that third spot. Ross Chastain has it. Blaney wants it. Alex Bowman wants to be a part of this as well. As they wrap around the median in turn number 7, they make that left hand corner and they head down the hill.
As they work their way down to the S's, Reddick now easing away from Larson. Chastain, though, is losing ground to not only Larson, but as he looks in his rearview mirror, Blaney now looming larger as Alex Bowman closes in as well.
As I watch the field file past my position here in turn number 11 the last time, it reminded me of post-race at Martinsville. Very few cars without significant damage. As I say that, Ryan Blaney will try to take that third spot away. Chastain put a little bit of a bumper to him. Now Blaney returning the favor, and they're right together.
Now they'll flash cross start finish line. Chastain will hang on to third. We have 9 laps to go here in stage 2. Your top 10 look like this. Tyler Reddick, Larson, Chastain, Blaney, and Bowman. Then it's Suarez, Chase Elliott, Chris Buescher, Ryan Preece, and Kyle Busch.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal, and it's so easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at Z-Max.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter to find out more about our full line of products. Z-Max for your car, big rig, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant, available at your favorite auto parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Auto Parts.
Changing third, Ryan Blaney scooted around Ross Chastain. He's up to third, and Chastain is fourth. Fifth, this is Alex Bowman. WeatherGuard is the proud sponsor of today's WeatherGuard work crew. When it comes to race day, nobody is more driven than the safety and ops teams keeping the track running like a well-oiled machine. We saw a great example of that today. And when it comes to ProFocus truck and van equipment, nobody is more driven than the folks at WeatherGuard. Learn more at WeatherGuard.com. We have 8 laps to go here in Stage 2. Tyler Reddick continues to lead. From Sonoma Raceway, this is PRN. And the Performance Racing Network.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
Sixty-two laps to go in the race, 7 left to go here in Stage 2. And for the first time today, Mark Garrett, we've seen somebody actually pull away from the field. Tyler Reddick, last time by, had a delta of almost 2 seconds over Kyle Larson.
The longer we go under green, the better Tyler Reddick and that Toyota looks. And again, remember, Toyota is the sponsor of this race. They've won 6 of the last 11. Reddick's trying to make it 7 for 12.
They're down in turn 11 right now.
Tyler Reddick gets better and better on road courses. Surprisingly, in 3 starts, his best here at Sonoma, a 19th. And he's sure trying to improve on that today.
So with 7 to go here, let's give you a full field rundown. And Tyler Reddick is the race leader by 2 seconds now over Kyle Larson. Ryan Blaney is third, fourth to Ross Chastain. Fifth is Alex Bowman. Daniel Suarez is 6th. Chase Elliott, 7th. 8th is Chris Buescher. Ryan Preece is 9th. And 10th is Kyle Busch.
Martin Truex Jr. has battled back to 11th. 12th, A.J. Allmendinger. Zane Smith, 13th. 14th is Brad Keselowski, improving 23 positions from the start. Eric Jones is 15th. 16th, Todd Gilliland. Joey Logano back to 17th. 18th, Harrison Burton. 19th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Daniel Hemric in 20th.
Justin Haley, 21st. Carson Hocevar, 22nd, 23rd. Christopher Bell. Chase Briscoe is 24th. 25th is Corey LaJoy. Cam Waters is 26th. Michael McDowell, 27th. Bubba Wallace, 28th. Noah Gregson, 29th. Kaz Grala rides 30th.
Josh Berry, 31st. 32nd, Austin Cindric. William Byron with his wounded car running 33rd, but on the lead lap. John Hunter Nemechek, 34th. Will Brown in that RCR car is minus 4 in 35th. Austin Dillon is out of the event. He'll be scored 36th today. 37th, Ty Gibbs. If you missed it, just after 2 laps today, Denny Hamlin had an engine let go, and for the second year in a row, he'll finish last, this time 38th position.
That full field rundown presented to you by RaceDayNFT.com. Are you a true racing fan? Of course you are. Do you like adding those little die-cast cars and race weekend hats? Yes, you do. Then the race is over to RaceDayNFT.com and sign up for free to get the best in collectibles delivered right to your door.
Doug, we are high atop this racetrack looking over about 10 to 15 pit stalls, and these guys now are jumping up and down. They're starting to stretch. We're expecting pit stops just before the end of this second stage, which the next time by will be only 4 laps to go. So we'll have to keep an eye on Tyler Reddick, Kyle Larson, Ryan Blaney. Remember, these cars did not pit at the end of stage number 1.
So we'll see who decides to come in. They have the option of coming coming in the next time by, but then once you get within two laps, they'll shut down pit road, and that option disappears from you. Tyler Reddick, for the first time today, is a car really taking command? We do have Ryan Blaney as a taker on the pit lane, so Blaney is definitely going to short pitting. His number 12, Menards Machine, takes a long time to make it down this pit road here at Sonoma. Let's go to Kavanaugh.
Chase Elliott on pit road now, there in the second stage. He was no complaints about the car. He liked the stability and everything, but he lost the position there as that run went on. So they're going to try to work on the long run, Wendy Venturini.
Ryan Blaney decides to also pit road, but they are stopping him to pack it full of fuel. They held him an extra 3 seconds to pack it full of fuel after they had the four tires changed on his car, Brett McMillan.
Four tires for Daniel Suarez, also an air pressure adjustment. Once more rear grip. He heads back out after a 12-second stop.
So Chase Elliott barely beats Suarez out of pit lane. Blaney beats those two. And I can see why after last week's Blaney's crews made double sure we get all the gas in there.
It looked like everyone was staying an extra tick on pit lane because the last thing you want to do is run out of gas here on this road course. If you do that in the right spot, you're going to be done for. We're looking now. Looks like Kyle Larson will dive onto the pit lane. So he's another one that's going to option to short pit here and not take the stage break, which coming up in just four more laps as Tyler Reddick continues to stay out on the racetrack with three laps to go. Back to Alan Kavanaugh.
Alex Bowman is in. He's the first car down there on pit road. He says he needed more overall grip all around the race course on this new pavement, but he says that it got better as the run went on. Frederick Millen.
Kyle Larson is here. He's been happy with the car. No adjustments at all. He's getting a four-tire change, full tank of Sunoco fuel, finishing up, packing it full of fuel, holding him here for that 13.5 seconds. Meanwhile, Ross Chastain also happy with his car. He also gets a four-tire change and a full tank of Sunoco fuel.
Zane Smith also pitting for fuel here. He is still on the lead lap. Alex Bowman at 40 miles per hour making his way down the pit lane. He's now getting up to the gearbox and back up to speed.
Really going to see the running order shuffled big time here when we get to stage one. Tyler Reddick eases all by himself. He's got like a half-mile cushion in both directions right now as he rolls through turn 10, and we'll see. Does he option to go on pit road? The answer is yes. Tyler Reddick brings that Monster Energy Toyota to the pit lane, and this is a Keys pit stop as he had already carved out a 10-second advantage on the racetrack, but now decides to bring it in before we get to the stage two break here as we wait for Reddick to approach his pit crew. Tyler Reddick on the pit lane. Let's go down to Alan Kavanaugh.
Yeah, Tyler Reddick is in after the biggest lead he's had all day. The pit stop's over, but they're waiting on fuel. He is on and off. No problems for Tyler Reddick.
So this turns the lead over to Chris Buescher with two laps to go in stage two, followed by Ryan Preece, Martin Truex Jr., Kyle Busch. They're on the top of the course.
And they're in turn number three right now. Buescher, who has good road course acumen, taking it out of turn 3A. And how about Ryan Preece in second? Best run he's had in a while on this pit strategy.
Chris Buescher, two top fives in the next gen era here at Sonoma Raceway. The Texan bring his car down through the short chute into turn number seven, being chased by Ryan Preece. Martin Truex Jr. now running behind this group, and they'll head down the hill into the S.
Don't know how this will play out, but Reddick is now in a fierce battle with Kyle Larson. They came off pit road nearly together as Larson had made the pit stop the lap before. He has now gotten by Tyler Reddick, and Reddick will not let him go. They're heading to turn number seven.
And Kyle Larson got that advantage right there. Ross Chastain also got around Tyler Reddick, so Kyle Larson moves in front of this fight. The three cars are now going to head down the hill toward the S's.
So again, to determine how they line up after we get to the end of stage two here.
Again, track position, right? So Larson now has it, and Chastain has it over Tyler Reddick. And again, they pitted earlier. They had one or two more laps on fresh tires. That appears to be the difference.
One lap to go in this stage. Doug Turnbull, let's pick up the actual leaders.
And it's the leader, Chris Buescher, up there at just about a seven-car length advantage over Ryan Preece. A fierce battle for Martin Truex Jr. behind Preece, trying to get the third spot. Fourth is Kyle Busch, and fifth is A.J. Allmendinger.
Martin Truex Jr. in a heavy points battle here in the regular season, running in third right now behind Ryan Preece. Chris Buescher has a comfortable lead as they go through the short chute down toward turn number 7. So it's Chris Buescher, Ryan Preece, Martin Truex Jr., Kyle Busch, and then A.J. Allmendinger.
Chris Buescher hoping to inherit a playoff point here as he eases down through the S's. He doesn't have an insurmountable lead right now, but he's fairly comfortable as he comes down into turn 10. Ryan Preece in second, Truex is third, then it's going to be Kyle Busch and A.J. Allmendinger making up the top five as they ease through turn 10 and down to 11.
Chris Buescher, a pretty low-key guy, but he's definitely disappointed in the way 2024 has gone thus far. He's going to get a playoff point, it would look like, right behind them. Great fight for the second position. Right now, it is Priest, and he's just really being hounded by Truett.
So Chris Buescher will win his second stage of the season as he wins stage number two of the Toyota Save Mart 350. Ryan Priest holds on to the second spot. Martin Truex Jr. will finish third. Kyle Busch fourth, fifth, A.J. Allmendinger. Brad Keselowski will get some points out of this second stage. He finishes sixth. Seventh is Eric Jones. Eighth, Todd Gilliland. Ninth is going to be Joey Logano. And tenth at the end of stage number two is going to be Harrison Burton.
With Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal, you can get your choice of a sausage or bacon, egg, and cheese English muffin with small seasoned potatoes.
And with all that for just $3, it really is a proper breakfast, wouldn't you say? Huh? With a light and fluffy toasted English muffin and crispy seasoned potatoes. Go on, Catherine, give it a go.
Okay. Jolly good morning.
Ah, close, love. Grab a proper breakfast with Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal for a limited time.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Select a request English muffin deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combo orders. Single item at regular price. Prices are higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
So we have reached the end of the second stage in the Toyota Save Mart 350 here from Sonoma Raceway in beautiful Northern California. Tyler Reddick wins stage one, stage two again to Chris Buescher. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Welcome back to Sonoma Raceway in this broadcast here on PRN. Don't forget, we're back on the air not that long. We're back at New Hampshire Motor Speedway after a break with MRN doing, of course, Iowa. We're back on the air at New Hampshire. We've got Cup Series in practice, qualifying 12:30 Eastern on Saturday, the 22nd of June. Then it is the SIAPS 200 for the Xfinity Series, 3 o'clock the same day. And then on Sunday on the Magic Mile, it is the USA Today 301. Our airtime is 1:30 Eastern. By the way, get your tickets now for New Hampshire, man. Should be a great show.
And also Nashville Super Speedway coming up the week after that. Down to Alan Cavana.
Well, Tyler Reddick has an issue. Whether it's a big issue or small issue, that's what the team and driver are trying to figure out right now. There's a little damage to the right front fender. Some of the Goodyears rubbed off that tire. But is it bad? Is it flat spotted? That's what the crew are going back and forth now, looking at it via pictures, trying to get feedback from Tyler Reddick. The crew is ready if they need to make a tire change, but they're not at that point yet. But again, the discussion right now ongoing for our leader for much of this race, Tyler Reddick, to see if they have any damage they need to fix.
All right, we'll see how all of that plays out. Back out into the maelstrom now is going to be Will Brown. He had some adventures earlier today, but he is back on track now. He is minus four laps back there in the 35th spot. And Mark just told me he'll be three laps down because he will get the wave around this time by. And what has been an action-packed, not so typical Sonoma Toyota Save Mart 350.
Kind of, instead of a finesse, we've got ourselves a rock'em sock'em robot race going on right now. And again, all kinds of different strategies at play, and no telling how this is all going to play out until we get to the very end of this race and everybody has made that final pit.
No, there's no finesse today. They're making omelet. They're cracking a lot of eggs out there today, Mark. That is for absolute sure. And the field, it's been a very physical race. Let's check in now with Wendy Venturini.
A little strategy. Once again, they're going to top off for Ryan Blaney's car down pit road. They were last here at lap 51. Strategies and always getting that last little bit of fuel for Ryan Blaney.
All right. Thanks a lot, Wendy Venturini, there with the update. One of our three O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporters bringing us some great intel from the pit road here today at Sonoma Raceway. As we're not even halfway. Well, we're just a little bit past halfway. 53 laps to go here right now, and it's going to be Chris Buescher, who was leader at the end of Stage 2, remaining the lead. Let's go to the top of the box with WeatherGuard, the most driven name in truck boxes, with Brett McMillan.
I'm here with Phil Surgeon, crew chief for Ross Chastain. How tough has it been to get a bead on things today as all the starts and stops of this thing?
Yeah, really tough. Obviously, hadn't run that many green flag laps and hardly any consecutively, so hard to get a read on the car, and obviously it's thrown a huge wrench in the strategy, so have to see what happens, but car's been driving good. It's got a lot of speed in, so looking forward to it.
Could you ever have imagined going 52 laps without a pit stop in this thing?
Oh, I know. That's crazy at Sonoma.
All right, you got a good guy. We know that he can win on the road courses. You're pretty confident at this point?
Yeah, we're feeling good about it. We're going to need a little bit of luck on our side with the strategy side of things to dig ourselves out of this hole, but I feel good about him and the car.
Good luck rest of the way.
Thank you.
That's Phil Surgeon. He is the crew chief for Ross Chastain.
All right. Thanks a lot there, Brett McMillan. Of course, Chastain trying to win for a second time on a road course. That's our WeatherGuard top of the box. Race fans know that there's no letting up, even when you're leading the field. And the front runner in truck boxes knows this, too. So when it comes to durability, security, and innovation, the folks at WeatherGuard aren't taking their foot off the gas anytime soon. You can learn more at WeatherGuard.com.
And we are learning the strategies are upside down in this race today. And again, after this second stage, won by Chris Buescher, normally you'd go like, oh, they're heading down pit road. They got to get tires. They have to get tires. Not this year. New asphalt, new tire brought by Goodyear is holding up. And Doug, now Buescher, Priest, these guys now gained that track position. They're not giving it away here, at least for the next few laps.
Well, you're done with stages, so you have to make that one more pit stop. We'll see how all of this plays out here the rest of this race as the field comes by start-finish line. Let's go ahead and take you through the field one more time before we go back to green.
So let's give you this leaderboard update. Chris Buescher is your leader, and this leaderboard update brought to you by the great folks at Hunt Brothers Pizza. Ryan Priest is second. Third, Martin Truex Jr. Kyle Busch, fourth. Fifth, A.J. Allmendinger. Sixth is Brad Keselowski. Eric Jones, seventh. Eighth, Todd Gilliland. Joey Logano has fought his way back to ninth. 10th, Harrison Burton.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is 11th. 12th, Daniel Hemric. Justin Haley, 13th. 14th, Carson Hocevar. Christopher Bell is 15th. 16th is Michael McDowell. Chase Briscoe is 17th. Corey LaJoie rides 18th. Bubba Wallace is 19th. And Noah Gregson is 20th.
21st is Austin Cindric. Kyle Larson, 22nd. 23rd, Ross Chastain. Tyler Reddick, who won the opening stage, has led 35 laps, is now in the 24th spot. 25th, Chase Elliott. Daniel Suarez, 26th. Alex Bowman, 27th. Zane Smith, 28th. Ryan Blaney, 29th. And 30th is Kaz Grala.
31st is Josh Berry. John Hunter Nemechek, 32nd. William Byron, 33rd. He's got a damaged race car. Cam Waters is 34th. Will Brown is 35th. Austin Dillon rides 36th. He is out of the event, as is Ty Gibbs and Denny Hamlin.
Again, that leaderboard brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza, where we love racing and we love pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com or download the Hunt Brothers Pizza app.
backfield tucked in behind that Toyota Camry XSE pace car, and the lights are off. And that means we're going to go racing for our third and final stage. There will be 51 laps to go when they retake the green flag. We have already had 8 cautions in the first 58.
4 leaders, 4 lead changes, 8 cautions for 21 laps. Tyler Reddick has led 35 circuits. Joey Logano, 16. Chris Buescher out front, 6 and counting. Ryan Blaney has led a lap. The man who's made up the most spots so far this afternoon, Eric Jones, plus 31. Brad Keselowski, plus 29. They're in front of Rob Albright.
Wow, different complexion up front. Of course, Chris Buescher, who will lead them back to the green, has a runner-up finish on his resume here at Sonoma. So he'll lead them. Ryan Preece has run well as well. Martin Truex, 4 wins, but he's had to do it the tough way to get back into the top 5. Kyle Busch, an up-and-down day. A.J. Allmendinger is in the mix. Restarting in the 6th position will be Brad Keselowski. And then it is Eric Jones along with Todd Gilliland. The field is coming toward the restart lane and into turn number 12.
Curious to see if A.J. Allmendinger can flex a little bit of his road course prowess on this restart. On the restart, on the outside, it looks like Chris Buescher gets the advantage as the flock heads up the field.
Excellent restart for Buescher there. He gets away from Truex and Preece, who are too wide for the second spot at turn number 2. Buescher's going to lead Truex, but Truex has a hot rod. He's pulling away from Preece. Now they're hard on the brakes in the turn 3. They're downshifting a little bit. Preece gives a tap to Truex, but Buescher gets away with the lead.
Chris Buescher now pulling away from Martin Truex Jr. as they start down the hill. Turn 4A, the right-hander. Now the short shoot to turn number 7. Martin Truex Jr. under heavy assault right now from Ryan Preece, but the battle is for 4th. Kyle Busch tries to drive to the outside of the right-hander on A.J. Allmendinger. He'll have none of it. Allmendinger hangs on to that spot.
Kyle Busch right now holds that position. Here we go back into turn 9, and it's going to be Chris Buescher on the point, 6 car lengths back. Martin Truex Jr. riding in a strong run today in the 3rd spot will be Ryan Preece. 4th, it looks like it's going to be A.J. Allmendinger as he hopped around and got it past Kyle Busch.
Aerodynamics not as critical here as it is at some racetracks. The race leader, and that is the Chris Buescher machine. Got a little bit of tape on the front end of his car, but it is fast indeed. Truex 2nd, 3rd belongs to Preece.
60 laps down, 50 to go in the Toyota Save Mart 350. Buescher pulling away from Martin Truex Jr. Great battle a little farther back. Stenhouse is getting into it with Michael McDowell is back there fighting for it, along with Daniel Hemric and Harrison Burton.
And McDowell's come from the back after crashing earlier. He has a hot rod. In front of them, Brad Keselowski in the 8th position gets heavy heat from not only Todd Gilliland, but how about Joey Logano's wounded car in 10th?
The pole sitter of Joey Logano working his way down the hill right now toward turn number 7, that Auto Trader car. Boy, he is right on the back bumper of Todd Gilliland. Up in front of them, battle for 2nd. Ryan Preece trying to get around Martin Truex Jr. He will spin in turn number 7, lose a lot of ground, gets his car collected, pulls right in front of the field as they go down to the S's.
He falls from the 2nd spot down to about 17th as Martin Truex Jr. now has that 2nd spot. Right behind him, though, is A.J. Allmendinger, Kyle Busch, Eric Jones, those 4 cars nose to tail heading for turn number 11.
Not sure what's going on with Martin Truex Jr. He is in that 2nd position and he's falling farther and farther behind race leader Chris Buescher as they come off turn number 11. It's about 20 car lengths to his deficit. Right on Truex's back bumper is Allmendinger.
Chris Buescher all by his lonesome. Then it's going to be Truex looking for A.J. Allmendinger. Let's see if he wants to make a charge on Martin Truex Jr. up in turn 2.
Up the hill they go. Truex has 2nd spot. It exits wider than Allmendinger, who looks a little bit to the inside there, but Allmendinger biding his time with Kyle Busch splashing neon colors right behind them. They go for 3 and 3A up the hill. Truex still in 2nd.
Chris Buescher has enough of a lead right now. He can save his equipment just a little bit, but again, right behind them, boy, it is a swarm. Martin Truex Jr. in 2nd. Then it's A.J. Allmendinger. Kyle Busch's car has appeared to come to life right now. He drives to the back bumper of A.J. Allmendinger in the right-hander of turn 7. Now they go left into the S's.
Down through the S's. Once again, Chris Buescher all by himself. He's in the lonely spot. Martin Truex Jr. maintaining that 2nd spot. third. A.J. Allmendinger hanging on there tight. And Kyle Busch, for the first time today, Mark, looks like he's showing a little moxie.
He sure is, and I'm watching Kyle Larson now charge to the field. Larson has gotten by here in this last lap. Ryan Preece, Harrison Burton, as he's moved up another couple of spots. And, Doug, the big thing here at this point is the fact he has left those cars he pitted with that were running up front, the Tyler Reddicks, the Chase Elliotts, the Suarez. Chastain has been able to hang with him. Chastain only two car lengths back. But those two cars, led by Larson, have quickly made it through the pack, while Elliott and the other cars, Reddick, has struggled just a bit along with Alex Bowman.
So Chris Buescher on the point right now, almost a two-second advantage, 48 laps to go as we're now into stage three.
Trouble at turn number two. Harrison Burton gets hooked by Chase Elliott, who was just mentioned a moment ago. He gets back and away under power. We stay green, but Burton, who restarted 10th, is all the way in the back now.
As the field now moves through turn number four, Michael McDowell made a big move to get around Justin Haley. McDowell now is looking on the back bumper of Joey Logano. They're going to head through turn number seven. They'll continue down the hill toward you guys.
As they work their way down the hill, again, big gap. Chris Buescher back to Martin Truex Jr., but right there with him, Allmendinger, Busch. And what can you say about Eric Jones, Doug? He started dead last in 38th today and worked his way up to fifth.
Ran a smart race right now. He's in fifth behind Kyle Busch, running a little bit ahead of Brad Keselowski. We'll pick up Jones the next time he flashes by the start-finish line. Pretty good battle going. There goes Buescher. He's got the lead, then it's Truex, A.J. Allmendinger, Kyle Busch, Eric Jones. Not all that far off of Eric Jones. Brad Keselowski's rallied a little bit today, Doug Turnbull.
He certainly has. Started at about the 35th spot. Has struggled on road courses of the next gen era, but Keselowski on pit strategy has pancaked himself up, flip-flop back into the lead. Good battle now for that second position again. A.J. Allmendinger has caught Martin Truex Jr. down the hill to three, Brad.
As they make it to toward turn 4A, Martin Truex Jr. still with that second place spot, about a car length in front of A.J. Allmendinger. Truex goes to block. Allmendinger peeks to his inside to let him know he's there. Not going to be enough this time through turn number seven as they head back down the hill.
All right, let's get a Sunoco fuel strategy update now as we check in with Brett McMillan.
Well, right now, the pit strategy is kind of all over the place right now, Doug, because you think about this. We know everybody's going to have to stop one more time, but because of all the cautions, we saw guys like Suarez and Larson and Chastain and Reddick. They went 52 laps. That's unheard of here at Sonoma. They're not going to go 52 laps again unless we have another rash of cautions like we had. But what that has done is that's given these guys options. Normally, the good sense, the expertise says the first guy to pit last is going to be in the best position. But think about this. The guys who made it 52 laps went a lot further than the other guys. That means when they stop, if they decide to short pit, when they stop, they'll need less time in the pit box to fill their cars. If they decide to run the full length of their fuel stop, then they're only going to need maybe two tires or four tires, and they shouldn't need a long stop because they won't need to fill up their cars. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out the rest of the way.
We have seen so much of that strategy this year, from fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up the pump. Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do. But Mark Garrett, one of the reasons they were able to go, the reason they were able to go so long, is the huge number of cautions that we had. We had eight cautions for 22 laps. We're not going to have that again.
We shouldn't, but you never know. As we look on the racetrack right now, Kyle Larson is trying to fight his way past Carson Hocevar, Daniel Hemric, Justin Haley, as he tries to make his way back to the front. He's 13th and in turn 11.
Brakes really hard getting into that turn number 11. He gets side by side with Carson Hocevar. Next in his gun sight, he slides in front of Hocevar, is the car of Daniel Hemric.
Let's see if Larson can pick up a few spots. Daniel Hemric's right in front of him. Maybe two car lengths to the advantage as they roll up the hill to two.
Yeah, this is just outside the top ten. Kyle Larson looking to the inside of Daniel Hemric. Hemric exits wide out of turn two. Now they're going to kick the cars to the right and a quick left on the brakes here in turn number three. Kyle Larson has a head of steam there, but Hemric running a perfect line, keeping them at bay.
Kyle Larson, the first of those cars that were on that 52-lap strategy before they pitted. They head into turn number four. Not going to to have enough this time for Daniel Hemric. The good thing for Larson, he's got Carson Hocevar between he and Ross Chastain right now. They go through turn number 7. Behind them, all the cars jockeying for position, too wide through this section of racetrack.
Trying to see if Kyle Larson can break out of that bottleneck, at least for that lap around. Daniel Hemric held him back in that spot. And right in front of Daniel Hemric, you got a bevy of other cars, so it's a little bit congested back in that part of the racetrack. Hemric right now riding in the 11th spot. Justin Haley's having a pretty good day. Rob, he's up to 10th.
He has had a really nice day. Two laps to go. Cam Waters and John Hunter Nemechek tangled in turn 11. Both spun, both continued. No harm, no foul. But we continue to watch Kyle Larson struggle to try to get around Daniel Hemric.
Yeah, he made a big run there for a bit, Doug Turnbull, but now that he's kind of stalled out once he got behind Daniel Hemric and running in that 12th spot.
Shows how good these cars and drivers are and how equal they are sometimes as Larson peeks to the inside of Hemric again. Now battling just outside the top 10, exiting turn number 2. Hemric gets on the brakes first. Larson brakes a little bit later, tries to get a run, exits the corner a little straighter than Hemric, but Hemric keeps the spot, 11.
As they crest the highest part of the racetrack and start the run downhill, Kyle Larson again continuing to follow Daniel Hemric. He's going to have to make a move. Hemric's holding him up, and Larson makes the move now. He looks to his inside in the right-hander of turn number 7. They wrap around the roundabout. Kyle Larson takes that spot. Now Ross Chastain will try and get around Hemric.
Larson knows it's getting close to go time here as we've ticked it down to 44 laps to go. He picks up one more spot in line. The next one to go after would be Justin Haley. 44 laps to go. Top 10 look like this. Chris Buescher, Martin Truex Jr., Allmendinger, Kyle Busch, Eric Jones is 5th. 6 through 10, Todd Gilliland, Michael McDowell, Logano, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., and Justin Haley.
This NASCAR season, Toyota Racing isn't looking for just anyone to join the team. No, we're looking for bankers, the ones who are open on Sundays.
So if you live for the gravity-defying 31-degree banks like this one on Turn 4 at Daytona,
then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Pit road starting to get busy now, Alan Cavana.
Chris Buescher, the leader, after pitting last and first at lap 21, now at lap 68. He is in again for what is likely his final stop in terms of fuel. They come around to the left side, trying to pack it as much full of fuel as they possibly can. They're going to keep him here. And now to Wendy Venturini.
Martin Truex Jr. is in for 4 tires, fuel, and a chassis adjustment for him. They are going to hold him an additional 2 seconds to pack it full of Sunoco fuel. Brett McMillan.
Kyle Busch is in. He wants more right-hand turn to give him a chassis adjustment on the right side. A 4-tire change. They expect this will be his last stop. Joey Logano also in. They're right on the right side of his car, giving him a 4-tire change and an air pressure adjustment. Bubba Wallace also coming to a stop in his pit stall. He's going to get a 4-tire change. We'll let that car tighten up just a little bit.
And with all of this happening right now, that means A.J. Allmendinger will temporarily inherit the lead. Let's take time out for our stations. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Configuring the Bluetooth, deciding who controls the music, remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
And welcome back to Sonoma Raceway. We're in the middle of our round of green flag stops. It is our final round. Eric Jones just came in, and he stopped. They held him here to make sure he was full of fuel. And Tyler Reddick also made his final stop. Wendy Venturini.
Christopher Bell was on pit road for four fresh tires. Sunoco fuel. He has been fighting right rear lateral grip, and you see his tires that came off the car are all kinds of smears on them from that paint from contact out on the racetrack today. Alan Cabana.
And Tyler Reddick was a part of that group, includes now Alex Bowman. Kind of went off sequence. They hit it not too long ago, but now with everybody else coming down for their final fuel stops, we're seeing the strategy change for cars like Reddick and Bowman, who are now at their final fuel stop.
So A.J. Allmendinger has inherited the lead, 10 seconds now over Kyle Larson, has not pitted yet already. Allmendinger, 3 wins, 20 top 10s in 39 road races. He can get the job done turning left and right. Let's go back down to O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter, Brett McMillan.
Daniel Suarez, a former winner here in Sonoma, is getting a four-tire change. He had a quick stop of 10 seconds because he was one of the guys that stayed out to lap 52.
And that's making a difference. I mean, we've talked about that a lot on super speedways this year, Mark. But today, oddly enough, it's coming into play here on a road course like Sonoma.
It sure is. And again, until everybody makes their final pit stop, we'll finally get a chance to see just how much these things have played out and how they've played out for everybody. It looks like Allmendinger now will give up the top spot. He'll make his final pit stop of the afternoon. That turns the lead back over to Kyle Larson. So Larson now will work his way by the line. There'll be 39 laps to go as we go down to Alan Cabana.
A.J. Allmendinger pits from the lead. One of those cars are just waiting to get all the fuel in. Pretty clean stop for A.J. He's back on the racetrack.
So Kyle Larson right now being scored your race leader. Then it's Stenhouse, Chase Elliott, Corey LaJoy, Ryan Blaney, and Zane Smith. But we're still shuffling around the running order right now. And until all of these cars make their last stop, we won't truly know. Down to Brett McMillan.
And Ross Chastain finishing up his stop. Another quick stop, a nine-second stop for him. Another one of those guys that stayed out a long time, but a quick stop here.
So again, Kyle Larson, among those guys who pitted, got trapped in the back, then floated back to the front. He is in the lead right now. When will he make his final pit stop? Chastain, who's been running up front, he's made it. Tyler Reddick has made that stop as well. Again, the question remains, when will Kyle Larson come on